Today on Real Radio.
But the truth of the matter is these five Supreme Court justices censored the God of the Bible. Listen, marriage was defined by God in the Bible before there was ever a United States.
Before
there was ever a colonial America.
Right.
Before there was ever a pilgrim sailing the seas.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
This is a special edition of Real Radio. I'm David Jay, in Pastor Jack's office.
Yes.
We're sitting down in the office.
Not a studio, but my office.
Because, quite frankly, the world's been rocked.
Yeah, it has.
That's the bottom line. You said earlier an explosion when we were chit-chatting.
Yeah.
You said there's been an explosion, an eruption.
Yeah, a cultural earthquake.
An earthquake.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if folks understand, but this ruling by the Supreme Court last Friday. It's earth-shaking. I mean, since 1776.
Yeah, you know, people are, in fact, right now, as you and I are sitting here talking, just even on the news that I have going on in the office right now, the legal minds of America are trying to figure out what exactly was said by the Supreme Court of the United States of America on Friday regarding the definition of marriage. I just saw the Department of Education's website, and it says there that we've redefined marriage. Here's the problem. One of the many problems, Davey, is that the Supreme Court, under the swing vote of Justice Kennedy, mind you, 5-4 ruling that marriage would not be limited to a male-female as husband and wife.
Hmm.
The amazing thing is the scholars are trying to figure out what did he mean and what is meant now by this ruling, because they didn't define marriage. They just untied it. They untied the biblical definition of marriage. In fact, friends out there, I hope you're not offended by this, but challenge this if it's not true. But in essence, Davey, the Supreme Court, five of them, ruled that for 5,000 years, God has not known what he's been doing.
Isn't that wild?
The five people there in Washington, out of the nine, five out of the nine, decided that they knew better than God. And here is a civil court, a government court, established by humans, taking up the Bible, my friends, and ripping from the pages of Genesis chapter 1 the definition of marriage, telling God that they know better. In a word, Davey, they've called God a bigot. He's not big enough. He's not cool enough. He's not hip enough. He's not modern enough. And so a human court stepped in to redefine marriage, and the fallout from this will be the most catastrophic, self-inflicted wound that this nation, I believe, David, this is going to be more devastating than the 1973 ruling of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
But, you know, those of you who might know a little bit about the Supreme Court of the United States, you know that they are not sinless.
True.
They have made horrific decisions in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's many that we can look at. For example, they recently upheld the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, to be law.
Mm-hmm.
They decided, for example, way back in the Dred Scott case, that a black man who sued for his liberty and freedom on the constitutional merits and rights didn't have standing. They ruled against his pursuit of freedom and liberty.
Obviously wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a Supreme Court that is only as good as the people we send there to appoint them. In other words, a court is only as good as the elected officials you send to Sacramento or Washington, D.C., or whatever state you live in. Because that elected official then has the authority to appoint judges and others to sit on the bench to, supposed to anyway, interpret the law, not make law.
Right.
So, friends, listen, no matter what your sexual choice might be today, can you divorce yourself from that for a second and understand a little bit about what's happened? Mm. We have got a judiciary that took the place of your senators and your congressmen and your president and decreed a right, I believe, constitutionally, illegally.
Yeah.
They didn't put it to the process of the people. They usurped authority over 320 million Americans without the process that a republic affords us. And it all came down to one swing vote by Justice Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday morning in Washington, D.C. at the Supreme Court, one man made a decision for the course of a nation that for 5,000 years no one's had a problem with.
Yeah.
And he and his partners decided that they knew better than God. And this is going to be proven to be a situation, and we'll talk about it, Davey, but it will rock our homes, it will rock our churches, it will rock our cities, our counties, it will rock your job, it will rock your leisure time. It affects everything.
Can I get down to the nitty-gritty for just a second? And that is, I woke up this morning, and I hate to admit this, I felt defeated. I felt like, does anybody listen to me? I'm a Christian. I got a friend on Facebook this morning announced to all of his friends, me being one of them, if you don't agree with Friday's decision, then unfriend me, he said. Mm-hmm. I feel left out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you feel offended, Davey?
I do. I feel offended. I hate to admit
Where's the love? You know, God is the one who says that any kind of sex practice outside of marriage is wrong. Mm-hmm. And God says that this is marriage. Mm-hmm. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, where he said that he created man in his own image. He created them both male and female, that they should come together, the two of them, male and female, husband and wife, and become one flesh, that they might propagate and bear children and fill the earth. Now, your sexual preference, your desires, that's your business. Yeah. Just know this. Whatever you do personally, good, bad, or ugly, you'll have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But just know this. Whatever your preferences are, God doesn't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't sway him.
Neither do I.
Yeah, and I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
But here's the thing. When you come out, so to speak, then you've got to also be able to receive the mantle of responsibility that comes out with going public. So the issue is now is exactly what you're saying. If you don't like it, you can leave America. Somebody made a comment on mine as well. If you don't like it, there's a lot of other countries. They listed the number of countries that I can move to.
Yeah.
I would have been offended at that maybe a few weeks ago.
Really?
Right now, that's probably good advice. I think Tonga is an amazing country. I'm going to be you laugh. I'm seriously looking
towards
into move.
It.
We're on the radio in Tonga, right,
yeah,
producer Steve?
We are, aren't we?
See?
Yeah.
Tonga, South Pacific.
Well, what Calvary Chapel, Tonga.
Stop. What am I telling you guys for? I don't want
– I'll
be there.
Secrets.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You guys, I want to encourage you. And I'm looking across the table, Davey, I want to encourage you. I did the same thing. When I watched the result of the decision.
I was mad.
Yeah, and I went out in the backyard, and I got to tell you, in all honesty, you guys, you know, this is real radio, real life, right? Here's the story. Here's the deal. I went out in the backyard under the shade of my gigantic sycamore tree I have in my backyard.
Right.
And I stood there in the shade of a Southern California summer day, and I was angry.
Yeah.
And then I was sad.
Yeah.
And then I was very excited.
Yeah.
And then I was very emotional. And then I wanted to just shout. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is cool. I felt the Lord say, I didn't hear his voice. I felt him say to my heart, it was very strong. And it so got my attention. It actually kind of took my breath away for the second. He said, what are you disappointed about? Why are you disappointed? And I said, Lord, don't you see what's going on?
Yeah.
And as soon as that left my mouth, it reminded me of Jonah under the shade of his vine, watching Nineveh, thinking that it was going to burn up.
Yeah, he wanted them to fry.
He wanted them to fry, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
But God said, Jack, you're disappointed because you had faith in a human system.
Oh.
You wanted them to think and act like me.
Yeah.
And Jack, I'll never disappoint you. I'll never let you down. I never change. And as soon as that reality hit my heart, I just got up, dusted myself off, and I've been fine ever since. Because you know what? In Luke chapter 17, Jesus said that just before he returns, it will be like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And so, friends, listen, you're going to be dealing with people who are now going to say, it's the law! It's the law! Let's just remember, you've got four Supreme Court justices that are saying that the conclusion that they came to is unlawful and contrary to the Constitution.
Very smart people saying that it's not the right way to go.
Brilliant people. Yeah. The most brilliant legal minds in America. In fact, I believe it was, let me grab my paper. We
go
sound
ahead.
Like, listen to this. I'm looking for my, and Chief Justice Roberts' dissent, he said that those who won today can celebrate a lot of things. They can celebrate that they've reached their desired achievement. They can celebrate that there's an expression of commitment. They can celebrate that there's a new opportunity for them. But just as Robert said, but they cannot celebrate that the Constitution had anything to do with this decision.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
That's a very, very sobering statement. Friends and family, listen out there. Anybody who's an American who lives in this country, this is a sad thing, because when you hear one of the Supreme Court justices say, listen carefully, this is Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. He said, today's decision will also have a fundamental effect on this court and its ability to uphold the rule of law.
Rule of law, which is what the Supreme Court is there for. And he's admitting we're losing the rule of law.
He's admitting that we are on the brink of lawlessness.
Yeah.
Because the Constitution's not being obeyed.
Do people understand this? Are people getting this?
No. So, you guys, and then this one final statement. Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia said, this is a decree that says that my ruler, capital R, he's talking about God, and the ruler, capital R, talking about God, of 320 million Americans from coast to coast is now a majority of 9 lawyers in the Supreme Court.
Imagine that.
He's mocking his own department's decision. It's a very sad thing.
That was Scalia?
That was Scalia.
Yeah.
And I said to the church recently, in light of this, that really what we're looking at are 5 souls, 5 individuals with 1 swing vote, dressed in black, that overruled, literally, 2 other branches of government. They went above the president's head. They went above Congress's head, which is not legal. They ignored some professing 93% of Americans who view themselves as sexually normal.
Yeah.
Male, female. On Friday, what they said was that God had it wrong from the beginning. And the court has said that marriage, they'll take away that sacred institution from God and they'll redefine it. In a sense, David, they are pretending to make it bigger, make it better, more fair, more open. But the truth of the matter is these 5 Supreme Court justices censored the God of the Bible. Listen, marriage was defined by God in the Bible before there was ever a United States,
before
there was ever a colonial America,
right,
before there was ever a pilgrim sailing the seas.
So let me throw this at you. Where does the Christian go? Where does, on a personal level, when I saw the White House lit up like a rainbow.
Just a few hours after the decision, mind you.
Yeah. No, okay, so let's just go into the logistics of that. The National Park Service is the one that lit up the front of the White House, right? I mean, that's their job.
Yeah.
Nothing in government happens quickly. You know that. So how many days ago, how many weeks, how many months ago did they say, get ready to light up the front of the White House?
Davey, you're gonna have some black cars at your house when you get home today going down that path.
I mean, really.
I'm hearing you, but let's you asked a great question.
Okay, go ahead.
And let's get to the brass tacks of it.
All right, go ahead.
You guys, I'm going to invite you to hear a message that we delivered here at the church on Sunday, 48 hours after the decision.
A message that my wife dragged me out of bed to make sure that I heard this morning.
That's because
she said, we're going to church this morning.
She's the more spiritual one.
Yeah, good point.
Of the,
I'll give you that.
No, David is right on as long as he has a cup of coffee. He's perfect that way. So, but you guys, here's it's just the way that the nature and the culture of our church is. The body of Christ here knows that when something's going on that affects their life, Jack is going to stop from his book-by-book study.
Yeah, exactly.
And what we did was, we did the best we could anyway, with time permitting, to really challenge the church. Claiming a Christian and being a Christian, we always had that luxury until Friday. You could say anything you wanted about being a Christian, but you didn't have to prove it.
Yeah.
As of Friday, you're going to have to prove it now.
Yeah.
And here's what's going to happen. We've been watching on the news ISIS cut the heads off of Christians and destroy their lives. We've been watching a mass attack against Christianity worldwide. Voices of the Martyrs, Christianity Today, are recording the amount of Christians being killed more than any other time in recorded history.
Wow.
Worldwide.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And we thought maybe perhaps as Americans we've escaped maybe persecution. We were dreaming, ladies and gentlemen, because what has happened right now is you will be forced to take a stand. Already some of you, by the time you hear this program, you've already been put in the crucible. You showed up at work on Monday, for example.
Yeah.
And people who knew that you're a Christian said, so.
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think now?
Yeah.
It's the law.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, it is not the law that you and I march to. In Acts chapter 5, beginning at verse 20, you can read about the apostles being told not to obey Jesus anymore, but to obey the laws of the land. And Peter said, for us to obey the laws of the land or God, you decide. But we will obey God rather than man.
Right.
Some of you out there hearing that are offended by that, and yet I'm only quoting Scripture to you.
Yeah.
Jesus said that before he returns, it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah in the world. Some of you are offended by that, and yet you have to choose now today. We've had the luxury to say we're Christians, but now each of us are being called to declare that we're a Christian more so. And you're going to be mocked. You're going to be ridiculed. You are going to be made fun of if you don't go to that gay family member's wedding mm-hmm. in support and showing solidarity with. Mm-hmm. You're going to be called a bigot. You are going to be called unloving. You are going to be hated. And I don't say these words lightly. I have to be careful about that because since 2007, I've heard a lot about that in my life.
Yeah, you yourself, yeah.
So I don't want to sound calloused. I just want to come to you as a weathered soldier mm-hmm. to let you know something that you haven't had to think about before, and you'll catch it in a second, Christian. Jesus said that if you love him, you're going to be hated by the world. Mm-hmm. And many of us are not hated. Who wants to be hated? Nobody wants to be hated.
Yeah.
And now you understand, don't you? You're either going to have to side with your emotions and go with the culture.
Yeah.
And hide behind a false banner of that it's legal. Mm-hmm. And for some of you, you're going to wipe the sweat from your brow. Maybe some of you are pastors. You've been hiding out the whole time. And now you get to hide behind the law, so you think.
Yeah.
But if you're a pastor of God, you're going to be called out by the Holy Spirit. He's going to call you to stand. And there'll be no place for you to hide. Our nation has gotten to the condition that it is in right now because pulpits a long time ago either A, fell asleep, or B, spent a lot of money on trying to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God's pastors are not supposed to march to the beat of this drum. And so Christians today, all of us are going to be called on the carpet to make a decision. Your emotions are going to say, go with the flow. But the Bible, Jesus says, you've got to stand for me and with me. That's the only way you're going to be hated in this world. Beware when the world speaks well of you. This is a very sobering moment for all American Christians from this moment on.
Sobering would be a good word. You said during the teaching on Sunday, when Sharia law comes in.
Oh, yeah. Golly.
You said when Sharia law comes into effect, you're going to wish the Christians were in charge.
You know, so many LGBTQ now. The Q has been added for
LMNOP. I got to look into what it is.
Q is now those who are questioning their gender.
9-year-olds question.
Well, they're told to question.
Exactly.
They're told by teachers to question.
Fair enough.
They don't question until they're told.
But they're told that they are questioning, right? I mean,
yeah, 9-year-old doesn't even think
okay?
like that.
I don't get that.
But ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Have you ever buried someone who's died of AIDS? Have they been a friend?
I have, as a matter of fact.
I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see the ravages of what homosexual activity does to a person's body? I have.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, because Jesus is my Lord, I love you. Listen, if you're LGBTQ and you're hurting along the road, I'm going to pick you up and give you water. I'm going to take you to the hospital if you need help. You need money? I'll give you money.
You're a bigot. You're not going to do that. You're being called a bigot.
Do you need a ride home? I'm going to do that.
Exactly.
If you come into church, we're going to love you.
We're going to love.
And you know, we're going to love you enough to tell you that we're all sinners.
Yeah.
That we all need to be forgiven, but we need to come to the cross. But listen, our Supreme Court in our culture, in fact, there was a sign in front of the White House the other day, and it said, "My Constitution was created to defend me from your Bible."
Really?
Yeah, that's the absolute reverse of what it's all about.
Wow.
Friend, listen, you've thrown out, I say you, America, you have thrown out the God of the Bible that created this nation. You told him to get out of school. You told him to get out of court. You told him to get out of our jobs. You told him to get out of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he has.
Yeah.
This is his last warning. And what we see happening now is a void created. And waiting in the wings is Islamic Sharia law, which is under orders to kill Christians and to kill homosexuals. Friends, listen. You can go on YouTube right now and watch what happened just this week when ISIS got a hold of homosexuals in Syria. They threw them off of roofs. I may not agree with your lifestyle.
I'm never going to throw
you
off.
But I will never hurt you.
I'll never do that.
I don't know any Christian that would ever hurt you. This is not an issue about sexual preference. This is an issue about who is God, what he has decreed, and what is sovereign, what is of heaven and what is of earth. And so I want to leave you with this hope. The hope, as always, is in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Jesus said there'll be days like this.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're struggling and you're hurting, turn to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Open up his Bible. Start reading in John's Gospel and then just keep reading. Read all the way through. Get into the book of Acts. Read the book of Romans. Look at Corinthians. Look at the epistles. Listen to what he has to say to you. He calls it out for what it is, and then he tells you he loves you and he's ready to forgive you. But my dear friends and my Christian family, we need to stand unwaveringly firm with the truth. Don't let your emotions dictate what comes out of your mouth or the decisions you make.
Yeah.
Let the Bible be the very thing that flows through you in your decision-making process.
Yeah, I've been very emotional the last few
days. Don't compromise.
Really?
Don't compromise. You're going to get all kinds of pressures. Davey, you work in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we live in Southern California. It's tough here. It's unreal here.
Yeah.
But we cannot compromise because, listen, my friend, when their lives break and they have no one to turn to, I promise you, when you hold your ground in love, they will come to you in time of need.
Yeah.
Your LGBTQ community will come to you saying, tell me about Jesus one more time.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, there is now a void that's going to be filled, and it will be terrible for that community, for Christians, for any freedom-loving people. What you do in the business of your own life and own room, that's between you and God.
So give me some bottom line hope. Because I got to be honest with you, the last 3 days, 4 days, I've been dealing with hopelessness. Like, okay, God, what's next?
Here's what's happening right now.
What's next?
This is one reporter's opinion, but I happen to believe this reporter's opinion.
Let's hear it.
It's mine. I asked that same question to the Lord, and I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. I can't say that.
Okay.
But this is the strong conviction instantly that entered my heart. Jack, my word says that my Holy Spirit is preparing the bride of Christ, the church, for my coming.
Mm.
He's dusting off those that have claimed to be Christians.
Right.
He's dusting them off.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who were able to hang out with us because, frankly, they could afford to.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in Matthew chapter 13, for example, the seed that has gone into the soil is now being tested.
Yeah.
Here's the hope. If you're a Christian, you will not fail. The Holy Spirit's committed to you. You will not waver. We may have emotional ups and downs, but God's word is true. So turn to the word. There's great hope. Just make sure the foundation is the Lord Jesus. That's why we do these programs.
Yeah.
That's why we sit here now doing this at this expedient, I would say, kairos moment.
So the person just driving down the street right now, listening to our program, how would you close off to them? How would you say, hang in there? Hold on.
Yeah.
We're not going to lose this battle.
Yeah. Listen, the earth is going to go the way that God has determined.
Yeah.
Governments will fail, including the United States. I believe it has failed. The only hope for the United States is revival. That is if God's people, the Christians now, would seek God's face. My hope is that we may have hit a point where God's pastors, I pray they're out there, begin to proclaim the word without apology, fearless of the culture, and that people begin to pray. Church, I'm calling you to pray like you've never prayed before, and to having done all to stand, Ephesians says, stand therefore, being girded with the armament of God.
Friends, if you have a question directly for Pastor Jack about this subject specifically, send your question directly to askpastorjack@reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and we'll do our best to get Pastor Jack to answer that question. Again, be to the point.
Spectator Christianity is gone now.
It's gone.
Father, we pray right now for our nation. And Father God, I ask you to forgive us, America's pastors, who have been derelict in the pulpit, derelict on duty, Lord, of proclaiming the uncompromising word of God, the love of God, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, to warn a culture that the bridge is out up ahead. And God, I pray that you would cause us to turn around. I'm not going to ask you to bless this nation. I cannot any longer be that bold. I'm asking you, Father, to have mercy and to bring, Lord, your tender conviction, or if necessary, Lord, pull from us our sin like a bloody tooth from the jaw, that we might turn to you, God, and worship you and you alone, that we might be holy biblical vessels that follow Jesus and no opinion of man, are no wind of the times and the seasons, but of God alone. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord, and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.